Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Here with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and today's topic is energy medicine, and I have a treat for you today. So let's just talk about energy medicine. Energy medicine taps into the innate wisdom of the body to heal itself. The energy body is composed of 9 different energy systems that energize the individual organs and physiological systems for optimal function. Energy medicine is the oldest, safest, and most organic and accessible medicine there is. Whereas conventional medicine focuses on the biochemistry of cells, tissue, and organs, energy medicine focuses on the energy fields of the body that organize and control the growth and repair of cells, tissue, and organs. Balancing your energy balances your body's chemistry, regulates hormones, and helps you feel and think better. Shifting impaired energy patterns may be the most efficient, least invasive way to improve the health of organ cells and psyche. Energy is your body's magic. It is your life force. You keep it healthy and it keeps you healthy. When you care for these invisible energies, it makes your heart sing and your cells happy. Energy medicine empowers you to live radiantly. And today, we have Donna Eden. I know we've all talked about Donna Eden in many shows, and now she is joining us. And Donna has, for over 35 years, been teaching people how to work with the body's energy systems to reclaim their health and natural vitality. Donna is among the world's most sought, most joyous, and most authoritative spokespersons for energy medicine. Her abilities as a healer are legendary. She has taught more than 80,000 people worldwide, both lay people and professionals, how to understand the body as an energy system. And now you can study with her through videos, DVDs, books, and home study resources. Able from childhood to clairvoyantly see the body's subtle energies, she not only works with those energies to further health, happiness, and vitality, she has made a career of teaching people who do not see energies how to work with them, joyfully and effectively. Donna has taught hundreds of self-empowering alternative health workshops globally. And her book, Energy Medicine, is a bestseller, and Energy Medicine for Women is also destined to be a classic. You can learn more about Donna on our website, www.innersource.net. Welcome, Donna.
Oh, well, thank you. That was a great intro, Anne. Thank you. This is great to be here.
I know, finally. So let's start with how you came to understand your energy body and the energies that support your health.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to reveal something right away. Okay. I never knew that the whole world didn't see energy. You know, As a little girl, my mother raised us to continue to be able to see energy. I think that everybody, when they're born, sees it. And everybody's picked up a baby, and the baby's looked all around your head, but not at you. You know, they're looking at your aura. But so I was grown before I found out that everybody didn't see it. So I always sort of, the map I made through life was just following the energy. And as I got older, though, I had a lot of sicknesses, some very serious ones. I had tuberculosis as a little girl, and then I had MS by the time I was 16, and I had asthma and a heart attack, and I was allergic to everything under the sun. And so I could not use other means to heal myself. And what was natural was to start seeing if I could shift things energetically, because I knew, of course, that the body knows how to heal itself, because I was raised that way, but I just had to figure it out myself, and that's what I did. I just a lot of trial and error until I got more and more well, and then there was a period of time where I couldn't walk at all, and so I got the energy back in my legs so I could walk. I was able to metabolize food so I wasn't having allergic reactions to them. And when I say allergic, I really was allergic. I'd end up in the hospital. I'd go into insulin shock, and I don't have sugar diabetes, but I'd still go into insulin shock from food reacting like a poison in my body. And so I'd wind up in the hospital. But everything turned around. Actually, it wasn't until I had 5 different specialists tell me that I wasn't going to make it, I wasn't going to survive, because all of my organs were breaking down so fast that there was nothing they could do. And so they all gave me time limits of how long I was going to live. And that fifth doctor, when I walked out of his office, I don't know what came over me, but I was in joy. I was in pure joy, because some reality hit me that, oh, I've got to heal myself. And of course I can heal myself, and I'm going to do it with my body's energies. And so that's what I did. And it was, again, trial and error, but it began to make more and more sense. I began to feel what was really working, even little, small, minute ways sometimes it was. But it would still, I'd say, whoa, that worked. And it just got better and better until I was really well and really healthy. And then I wanted to empower everybody I knew with the knowledge that they could heal themselves. And I also wanted everybody to know that they did not have to see energy or even feel it or even sense it or know it in any way. That I learned how to energy test. And energy testing is a great tool to let you know what's going on in the body. And you don't have to know it in other ways. But I will say that as time goes on for an awful lot of people when they get into energy medicine, that ability that has gone dormant for so many people of just seeing the energy, it does turn back on. It comes alive again just by working in the energy systems.
Go ahead.
Did that answer you?
Well, I can see a little bit. I mean, I don't see it. I'm sure I don't see it like you do. But I mean, I have to really concentrate.
I actually meant, did I answer your question?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good. But you are.
And I was going to ask
bit.
You. Now let's go back to the trial and error idea.
Okay.
So you when you were doing these trials, you could see changes happening. I mean, you could see the energies shifting. Did you see it as color, or did you see it as, I mean, what was your landmark with, okay?
Okay, I'll tell you in different stages of this. The first thing that I wanted to heal was my upper legs, because there was no energy going through those legs, and that's why I couldn't walk. And so I found if I put one hand on up around my lower hip and the other hand on my knee, around my knee, and I kept my hands there. It took about 3 minutes before I could feel and see the energy flowing. And it was ecstatic. And feeling it was even more remarkable to me than seeing it, because I had not had any feeling there in so long. And I was reminded so quickly just what a miracle the human body is, that it knows how to do this. You've just got to align with it and engage, you know, engage with the magic of your own energy. And so, and what I saw, I remember, gosh, the first thing I saw was like a bluey greeny energy attaching, you know, from the hips and just flowing down to the hips. And that was the beginning. And it's always different, you know. There's so many different energy systems, and they look different. Some flow and some spiral and spin, and some look like little puff balls. And it's different just depending on which energy system. But for me, in the very beginning, it was connecting up the meridian systems, the meridians and the radiant circuits. And the radiant circuits can go anywhere they want. It's just, it's like the body's own intelligence decides, oh, it's going to jump here or flow there or move there. And that was thrilling to see. And sometimes, in fact, flowing energy streams, and meridians would flow in thinner streams. And it was a very ecstatic, wonderful, exciting thing to bring energy mostly into my legs. But the interesting thing is, and it still is this way, the body has its own intelligence that is far more intelligent than our brains. Mm-hmm. And it knows what it's doing. But sometimes I would think, I would be doing something for one thing, and it would fix something else. it's like that's where radiant circuits come in. It's like, whoa, we're going to take that energy and help over this part of the body because it needs it, you know? So
oh, wow.
It was always a delightful surprise and thrilling also. Some of it wasn't surprise. Some of it was, wow, this is real science. This is science. I mean, what could be more scientific than the energy systems that are the foundation of everything physical we have, you know? It's like, and even everything physical we have isn't energy. It's all these lattice works of force fields. So, I don't know. I never tire of talking about energy or seeing it or paying attention to it. Or when somebody comes with some difficult situation in their energy, I always love it. I love to figure out a maze in energy, because there's always a way to figure it out if it's difficult.
That's so exciting. And also, let's talk about the intelligence of the energy body. Sometimes, even though there's something wrong, it won't show us, right? You know, with
yes.
the energy testing.
Yes, yes.
Only
yeah.
if the body is ready to heal, or, you know,
yes.
will allow us to get that information,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's in layers, and it's the body's priority system. What does the body need now? Like, for me, I really did need to get that energy flowing on my legs so that I could walk or I could stand. But after that, I was sometimes amazed what began to heal. It's like, if you realize that even though we have all these energy systems, all of these systems talk to one another, and there is an amazing communication, amazing weaving of information and intelligence. So, like, one of the things that I wasn't even working on, but it was my heart. I was not working on my heart, but I'd already had a heart attack. And once I had the energies flowing in my legs, then it's like the radiant circuits went and just came in huge droves of energy coming into my heart. and start weaving. And that wasn't what I was working on at all. It was, but the body's intelligence knew that that was the next step, because I had so many things broken down in my body, and it knew the priority system, and it was, and that was humbling and meaningful. It's like, you really have to bow to this intelligence.
Yeah, and that's so amazing that we can actually tap into that.
Yes, yes,
that,
it is.
That wisdom.
Yes, it's amazing, and it's so necessary in this day and age, because we did not evolve to live in this world where everything is unnatural, where, you know, every square inch of our atmosphere is filled with electromagnetic energies, and there are 17,000 different additives in our foods today that we didn't evolve along with. And everything that we didn't evolve with, there's an intelligence in the body called triple warmer energy, and it has to decide, is this food safe for you? And if it didn't evolve along with you, then it might decide it isn't, because it doesn't recognize it. It doesn't know it. And so then we get more and more allergic, and some of the streaming of our energies can get diverted or get quagmired or bottlenecked somewhere, and things get very confusing. So it really is important, imperative to become a partner with our bodies, with these energy systems. And when you do, though, nobody will have to talk you into it after a while. You'll want to. It is so thrilling.
Oh, I totally agree. And another thing that we could talk about is energy medicine doesn't treat the symptoms. It goes right to the core of the issue. And you sort of alluded to that.
Yes.
But I just want to make that point. So
yes. It's really true. You know, Western medicine treats symptoms. But underneath all of the things that go wrong with your physical body, there is an energy structure underneath. I mean, long before you ever get sick, the energy gets off in you. And most people know this by they're not feeling as sharp, or they don't feel real peppy, or they just sort of they don't have the energy they once did. Now, that's really important to pay attention to, because if you can fix it at that level, then you don't get sick. But now, what did you just say, Anne?
Okay, so energy medicine goes right to the core. I mean,
the intelligence knows
what we talked about the priority, but the core issue, not the symptom.
Yes, that's right. To the core, yeah. Exactly right. And so that, say, if you were using one of the techniques to take away pain, it's important to understand that you're not just taking the symptom of pain away. It's going right to the core, as you say, to what was the original problem, and starting to heal that. And you just get to be lucky that it also takes away pain.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we have to break for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We're back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor and Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. And today we are talking to Donna Eden, who is the pioneer for energy medicine. And she's just amazing, as you've already heard. And we're going to be talking now about how emotions play a role in our health and the energy medicine aspect of that.
Yeah, that's a really good question and an important understanding, because you really cannot separate body, mind, spirit, soul, so that it can, illness can begin with an emotion or it can begin with a physical problem. But the emotions tend to always get distorted when we get stressed. So it's not just our emotions. They grow and get bigger. In fact, there, in most major cultures in the world, they consider that there are five major emotions that afflict us and really can create illness and disease and just disfavor with how we're feeling, and that is fear and anger. And this next one is, well, panic. Mostly panic in the third one, and over-compassion or not enough compassion for self or others, and grief or sorrow. And all of those can grow and get bigger and bigger, and there's also subsets of emotions under every one of those, like compassion is also worry, you know, worrying too much. But they affect your energy. They take your energy down. I always think of, if you just even think of something you're stressed out about, just think about it. You lose blood from your forebrain. It goes into your body for that fight or flight response or freeze. And so just thinking about it, you lose blood from your forebrain, and it will also go into however you're stressed, whichever emotion tends to yank at you. It gets distorted. Like, I'll use the same one that I said before, over-compassion and worry. That belongs to earth element and two meridians, stomach and spleen. And then those meridians, they govern organs, the stomach and spleen. And actually, spleen meridian also governs pancreas, the pancreas and spleen. So the energy, it just goes from level to level to level. So your organ eventually gets afflicted and gets gets into trouble, and it can just go on and on. But your emotions, I want to say something right here. think about that again. When you get stressed out, and the blood automatically leaves your forebrain to go into the body for the fight, flight, or freeze, well, you can no longer think clearly. So your emotions just naturally get more and more distorted. But if you want to keep yourself from getting one of those stress-related illnesses, just every time you do get stressed, doing something so simple as to put your hand at your forehead, just lay your hand over your forehead and maybe put your other hand in back of your head, creating a polarity between the two energies and a sandwiching in of the energy, and just hold your forehead that way and your head in the back that way, and breathe. Breathe deeply, and you'll find after a time, because you have, with your electromagnetic energies on your hands, you have drawn the blood back up into your forebrain, and you can become balanced in your emotions again, and it helps you in all ways, and most definitely physically, so that you aren't so you aren't closer to getting some illness.
Yeah, and also let's just talk about the blood. Blood also brings back oxygen, and that helps us think, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, thank you for saying that. Yes, I mean, you can't think when you don't have enough blood in your head. I most recently went to see somebody in the hospital, and she was getting a blood transfusion, and she had lost a lot of blood from an accident and was getting blood, and when she got the blood back up to par, she said, "Oh my God, I couldn't think of what my name was when they had asked her at the accident because she had lost so much blood. I mean, you don't have all your marbles up there. I mean, it doesn't, so when you hold your hand at your forehead, you not only pump blood, you pump oxygen, you pump cerebrospinal fluid, and you pump energy that then can move through your head and keep your keep clarity in your head."
I know, that's beautiful. Yeah, and it's something so simple.
So simple.
Putting your hand on your forehead or in the back of your
head. Which I think our ancient ancestors did. You know, they had to have. They had to have done this, or we wouldn't be carrying this around and automatically throw our hand to our head when we get stressed. Of course, we tend to take our hands away and don't keep them there. But I think it's in our DNA, that knowledge.
I think so, too. So anybody can use energy medicine. So since we brought up this like simple technique, I mean, it's just anybody.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, it is my belief and it's my knowledge, it's my knowing that everybody on the planet, regardless of age, ought to feel empowered to help their health and to make themselves feel better. Children, very young, you know, it should be a part of the curriculum at school to be able to get the energies flowing well so that you can think better, so that you can learn better and quicker. And you cannot possibly learn if your energies are not streaming as they are meant to, if your energies have gotten scrambled and or just even empty out of your head because you have too much stress going on. All of these things, you know, our school system alone can stress out a lot of kids, and we need it so much. Just simple tools in schools to help our brains think better and the energies flow so that kids can feel not only empowered but can feel confident that they can learn and that this isn't too hard of a subject. And, you know, I don't know how it's going right now, but I know that about a year ago, they started a project in the LA school district to try to get this into the LA schools to start showing that kids learn better if they have these, just the simple 5-minute routine to help their all their energies flow as they're meant to, and so that kids can learn better. And I'm really anxious to see if I can find out how that's going. I do know that they, in Australia, there were a few school districts that it was mandatory. They had to use the energy techniques because kids did so much better in school.
Oh, that's wonderful. That would be wonderful if that was documented somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we should get into the schools. Yeah.
Yes, get into the schools, get into the hospitals, get into the schools. You know, I am not at all trying to put down Western medicine, because Western medicine has done some amazing things, but but it is not always safe. Absolutely. You
right.
know, I mean, on CNN just this week, they had that in the hospitals around the country, 400,000 people died from medical mistakes. Mm. And some of them weren't even obvious medical mistakes. It was just that the mistake was that this person shouldn't have had the same medication that another person should have, because we're all so different. So something will kill somebody that might help somebody else. And that's another very important reason why energy medicine really ought to be a part of hospitals, and medicines should not be given to anybody until the doctor or pharmacist has energy tested it, so that they make sure that this is really good for this person. And it's just very, very important. I believe absolutely that it's a wave of the future, that it will be a part of this next century, because, gosh, you know, when I started in 1977, believe me, I was considered a quack by Western medicine.
Yeah,
I'm no longer considered a quack. In fact, more and more doctors, you know, take classes from me and others. There are people around the country. We've got an army of people who are teaching energy medicine around the country and in Europe and in Australia now. And more doctors are taking classes and nurses
and getting certified.
And getting certified, and it touches my heart so much. I mean, this has to be, you know, a very large human being to be able to conquer their own ego when they're already so. I mean, they are given prestige and honor and belief by the Western culture, and to say that's not enough. That's not enough. I mean, any doctor I know who just does Western medicine has gotten to the place of saying, well, you know what? I'm not healing. You know, I'm just treating the symptom, or we're giving them, doing surgery on them because we don't know what to do. In Ashland, Oregon, where I had a practice for 20 years, I had many, many doctors there sent their patients to me, and to others too who were doing energy medicine at the time. But I really, Ashland was a place where the doctors, the physicians in the area knew that they had to work with the alternative healers in the area, because it was that kind of town, you know, where everybody, half the town were healers healing the other half. And so, I often got the people who, a doctor wanted to know, does this person really need to have surgery? We're at our wit's end. We don't know what else to do. And you know what? I never had anybody come my way who ended up having surgery.
Wow.
Because we could turn it around. And then, and also, the doctors I knew often had a nurse who was learning about energy, and so they would be able to give them the techniques and the homework. And it's just so important that, anyway, I do believe it's a wave of the future. And even in Western medicine, so many of the, even though they are machinery, so much of their machinery is really energy medicine. You know, everything from MRIs and, I mean, it really is. And it's just that we are more fine-tuned because we're using our own energies and giving these tools to people to be able to heal themselves.
Yeah, and I just wanted, when we were talking about schools, I firmly believe if we brought energy medicine to the kids that are on these, you know, drugs, or ADHD or ADD, I think many kids would be on
these drugs. Absolutely. And I want to tell you that because I've had so many school teachers in my classes, so many of them have taken these exercises into their classrooms and had the nurse or whoever it was who often gives shots in the classroom or pills in the schools, have been able to talk them into, let's just try this. and have been able to get the kids just clear and balanced and flowing and not at all hyper. It's just worked so well that I hope more and more and more. I know several doctors now who are working with the schools to get kids off of drugs, because, you know, I have a doctor who I just saw at the certification program this last week. She just mm-hmm. came to see how we were doing, and she works with children to get them off of drugs. That's her main and only thing she does, get mm-hmm. kids off of drugs, because she was one of these people who was put on drugs very early on for being ADD, and or maybe it was ADHD, I don't know, but she was on drugs from the time she was 8 years old, and then when she took herself off of them at 16 and years old, she immediately went into other drugs because now she was addicted. So that was her main incentive to become a doctor, to find other ways. So she is doing amazing things now. But it's like, if we can keep kids from going on these drugs, you know, before, you know, so that, and that they can be empowered, the kids themselves can be empowered to know what to do for themselves, to make them, to be able to be in the classroom and feel good in there and not disrupt anybody else. It's really, really good and important.
Yeah, I think that's really, that should be the wave of our future, is really to get the kids involved so they start their lives out using these simple techniques and realizing that they can have an impact, or these exercises can have an impact.
It is so important. Tanya, my daughter Tanya and I are writing a book right now on energy medicine for kids. And we've had to put it on hold for a little bit of time because we have a deadline on another book, my husband and I. But right after this one is finished in January, then we're going to be able to finish up the kids' book. And I just think it's so important. I actually want to do that with my own life more and more. I want to, when that book comes out with Tanya, to teach more classes in schools and for school teachers. I just want to start putting out information about that and get them into classes. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, we have to stop for a commercial.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
When it comes to your health, you have more choices. It's time for a paradigm shift in your health and your family's health. It's time to challenge the basic assumptions of Western medicine and consider emerging solutions. Host Ivan Wergo and his guests will discuss everything from physical therapy innovation, sport performance, and insurance reimbursement to a change from the biomedical model to the biopsychosocial model. Paradigm Shifts in Wellness and Sport can be heard live every Monday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, and we are talking to Donna Eden. And see, Donna, let's talk about how energy medicine practitioners follow the energy. We don't treat disease. We just follow where the imbalance is or where the energy is not flowing.
Yes, thank you for saying that. That's exactly right. You know, in our Western culture, people want to pop a pill real fast, you know, to take away their headache or something like that. One of the really unique things about energy medicine is that it doesn't even behoove us at all to just go for the symptom. You want to go for where is there an imbalance in my energy? It will always end up, you know, somehow your symptom is a part of that, but to balance all the energy so that they can flow, so that then you tap into your own inner healer and your body knows what to do. Your body will know how to heal you. If you just clear it all up, if you balance it out and go for the harmony of the different energy systems, if you realize that, you know, you are constellations of energy systems, constellations, your auras and Celtic weaves and chakras and grid lines and meridians and radiant circuits. I mean, you and all of them communicate. So here's a for instance. When I was trying to get myself well, I did not try to heal my allergies in the beginning. What I was doing was balancing the energies after a while. I was balancing them all over wherever they seemed to be out of balance. And it just so happened that I was suddenly not allergic to wheats and grains anymore. But I didn't try to get myself healed in that regard. My body knew that this was just another layer of where I needed to be healed. And, it, you know, in my entire life, I hadn't been able to eat wheats and grains. A lot of people have that today with, you know, with the gluten and things. But I
Right.
had that from birth on. And suddenly, I could metabolize any wheat or grain. And in my life, I mean, that was one of those things that ended me up in hospitals if I ate that. And so then I went on, and I thought, wow, my brain is getting so clear. I hadn't been doing anything with my brain. It was just that I would notice that the energy wasn't flowing through my brain. And I seemed to get smarter. I had all my life, I was very dyslexic. In time, I wasn't dyslexic anymore. And that, I was told all my life, this was something I would have to deal with always. Well, that's because we lived in a world where people didn't work with your energy. Of course you can fix that, you know? And so it was just one thing after another. And then as time went on, I began to see how everything began to relate to everything else. And so understanding that we are also, you know, unique rhythms and frequencies and vibrations and wavelengths. And ours, even though we have all of these energy systems, we are also a little unique. And so what might be good for one of us is not good for another. And but harmonizing our own energies and teaching people how to harmonize their energies so that their circuits don't get fried by something that's unnatural to them. It's a blessing, and it's a miracle, and it's also science. Our bodies can do this.
Yeah, there's some, it's really scientifically based, actually, all of it.
Yes.
I was just going to make a point about when you say, well, you knew you weren't in balance. So how would we tell the listeners to look out for signs that they were not in balance?
You know, I will say first, though, that however much you can notice things now, it will become stronger and stronger for you as you go on. My own advice is to find somebody in your area and take a class on energy medicine take a class so that you can learn how to even energy test it. But until then, you know, you can, if you're feeling, lethargic, your energy is off. If you're feeling like your brain isn't working very well, your energy is off. If you are allergic, your energy is off, and maybe your energy being off has become habitual that way, so that anything that doesn't feel like you are really attuned and feeling great, well, that's something to pay attention to, and find ways to make your energy strong. One of the things that we like to share and teach in classes is just a 5-minute routine. If you do it once or twice a day, then you will teach your energies to stream really well and move through the roadblocks. You will teach your energies to cross over, which is really important, that crossing over pattern, because our energies, like the energies from your right hemisphere, are meant to cross over to the left side and the right side to the left side and left to the right. And when that happens, your energies speed up. They speed up. They quicken. They quicken so that suddenly everything seems to go smooth. And it's really important. Let me just say a very simple thing. This is one of the simplest things you can do. If you put your hand, take your hand and cross it over to the opposite side of your body and push your fingers into your shoulders hard and pull them across over your shoulders and then over to the opposite hip. And then do it to the other side of your body. And notice, is there tenderness in your shoulder? If there is tenderness, your energy is blocked there. But you can open it up and pull it across and make it cross over and do it several times that way. And that alone will help your energy start crossing over more and more. Because every technique you do will work better if your energy is crossed over. So that's really baseline. And get an energy medicine book or go online go on YouTube. You'll see me.
lots of videos.
But the energy medicine book, if you're a book reader, you might really enjoy that one or get a DVD watch it on a YouTube.
Mm. So let's talk about the difference between flowing energy and congealed energy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what I just had you do, which was put your hands on the opposite shoulder and pull it across your body to the opposite hip, that helps your energy cross over. When it isn't crossed over, it moves slower. It can be up to 50% slower. It just moves like sludge, and you don't have a lot of energy to go exercise or just get up and do anything. You don't have enough energy, and you don't think as well. So now if your energy is just moving very slow, then over time, depending, again, on a lot of things, it can be your emotions. Maybe your emotions are caught somewhere in your body. Like a lot of people get grief and sorrow in their chest and in their lungs. So if they're holding on to energy there, and it even affects your breathing, well, suddenly the energy that was meant to flow through there can't flow very well, and it can get congealed. It can get bottlenecked. It can stop, and that can affect your heart chakra. It can affect stomach meridian in that area. It can affect small intestine, because the small intestine meridian governs your entire what is this called? The front of your body, your
torso.
Your torso.
Your trunk.
Yes, that's what I meant. Torso of your body, the trunk of your body, is governed by small intestine. So think of the things that can get stopped just because you're feeling emotions in your heart chakra, and that's true of everywhere in your body. You can, the energy can stop. If you have fear, if you have a lot of fear in your body, you can either get lower back pain or you can get, the energy can stop in the back of your knees. And suddenly your legs don't have the circulation you want them to have. I mean, everything affects everything else. And that's, oh, I'll just give you a simple thing. Okay, for everybody, if you make a three-finger notch, you know, your thumb, pointer finger, and middle fingers, and put them behind your knees as you're sitting there, and hold them there for a minute or so, you will help your circulation. So there's so many simple little things that you can do that help your energy. If you say you're feeling, maybe you've been in a classroom and you've taken in so much information and you can't think anymore and your brain is just turning off. Well, pull your ears out. Pull your ears out so that you can empty some of the energy that's coming in, because your body is meant to let go of energy all the time and bring in fresh new energy. So that can often help you be able to think again and receive new information from the classroom or anywhere where you're trying to get information.
Yeah, so we need to be very open, all aspects, our head, our hands, our feet, because we need to be an open vessel for that energy coming in and leaving, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is so important. And if you take your fingers and put them just right at your hairline and push in hard and then pull from each side, you know, pull, split your head open at the top. Not really, but you're making space up there. Push your fingers in and then pull them to the side and just travel all the way across your head. So you just make space in your head so the energy can travel and your skull doesn't get tight. Because, I mean, the truth is, I see so many people out there with very tight heads because they're because their skull, I mean, you are meant to breathe between all the suture lines on your head. Mm-hmm. Oxygen, blood, cerebrospinal fluid is meant to go through all those suture lines. And if you aren't, you can't think as well. Healing can't happen as easily anywhere in your body, because information from all the glands in your head that information is meant to go down through your neck and into your body to do healing, but it can't if your head is all congealed and tight and your the suture lines are tight and not breathing. So it's really important just to open up your head.
Yeah, and actually the skull plates move, don't they, when we breathe?
Absolutely. So thank you for saying that. Yeah. Yes, they're not. You don't just have a skull up there that's staying still. Those suture lines move, just like plates of the earth will move gently all the time. So do your plates on your head move all the time. But if they don't have the oxygen, energy, and blood, cerebrospinal fluid pumping up, then they quit moving. And you could end up with a headache or just your brain not working as well. By the way, you are set up as you age to have your memory go out the window if you don't bring energy up into your head more and more. I just very briefly, many years ago, I met with a group of senior citizens whose youngest age was 84 to about 103, 27 people. I met with them twice a week to see if I could just help them be more comfortable in their bodies. They were in a senior home, and not just a home. It was they got medical care there. They weren't allowed to leave because they were considered, most of them, senile or with Alzheimer's. I want to tell you, every single person in that room their brain worked better and better and better as time went on, and nobody could be considered as, oh, no, this is somebody that I can't reach anymore. Everybody could be reached. The nurses could talk to them. They could talk back. They'd do their exercises, and they'd know which exercise to do that would help them be able to think better. And, I mean, even the ones that were so far gone, nobody had talked to them for a long, long time. I remember one woman, nobody talked to her for well over 4 or 5 years because she was just, they thought she was lost inside herself. She came back and she made, all of these people, we made tapes for their great-grandchildren for
wow.
Christmas of their memories. I mean, it was just an amazing thing.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So
yeah.
Everything is energy. So
everything
we can really affect everything with
yes.
these energy techniques that you teach.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the empowering thing. And I think that's the strongest message that I get from you and the whole community is that we really can use these for our own self-care. We can take back the power,
yes.
our own power for our optimal health.
Yes. That's it, Anne. It's take back the power, and you will find that instead of just grabbing for a medicine for something, over time you will find that, wow, I'm going to see if I can make this go away. I'm going to see if I don't need to have that medicine. And if you can rely on your own energy systems as time goes on, more and more and less on pharmaceuticals, then your body, you will stay in tune with your body, and you will age better and better and better. You will like getting older because you are in tune with your own energy systems. And it's the best thing in the world. We are here, I believe, with all my might because our ancestors did energy medicine. Of course they did. You know, they didn't have any other kind of medicine to rely on. And long before they understood what foods were good for them, they learned to move their energy, you know, to feel better. So,
and I just want to add one more thing. And energy medicine helps you to live radiantly. That's the theme of my program.
That's
and
the truth.
So,
that's
what
the
we
truth.
Want is more people alive and radiating love and joy out into the world. And,
absolutely. And
right?
It is so true. You know, this is the truth. Joy is a vibration that melts a lot of stuck energy. You know, and it becomes a measure of the human spirit, and it strengthens you and your immune system. Joy heals, and I think it might have been I'm sure that smiling was the first energy that I was truly conscious of that was healing me. It was healing me in a profound way because I could feel that smile come up from such a deep place in me, like from my soul, and it healed me, and so and when you get beyond stress, underneath that stress is radiant energy that you can tap into and realize that it's the life force. Energy is the life force, and yeah,
yes.
I just
what a great way to end.
Yeah, great way to end.
Great way to end. Thank you, everybody. Live radiantly. Thank you, Donna. It was wonderful.
Okay, this was great fun. Great fun.
Blessings
to everybody.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.